Now, Aer Lingus pilots have voted to accept Labour Court proposals, which will give them a pay rise of almost 18% over 4 years. More than 500 flights were cancelled because of industrial action by pilots. Aer Lingus has welcomed the outcome of the ballot. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is at IALPA headquarters at Dublin Airport. Brian, tell us about this deal and about the vote.
Well, Rachel, the ballots for pilots opened last Thursday, was run an electronic ballot over the weekend. It closed at 9 o'clock this morning, and about 2 hours later, about 11 a.m, IALPA announced the result. A pretty strong, resounding result, 85% acceptance on a 96% turnout. That was expected. We were expecting it to be passed because the IALPA executive had backed this deal and had recommended acceptance. If you look at that figure of 85%, a very strong figure, a very high figure, but lower than some of the figures we saw earlier on in this dispute. When members were asked to vote in favour of industrial action, in those cases, we were seeing votes high 90s. Why the difference? Well, I think it's because this pay deal wasn't perfect for pilots. There are some elements in there with regards to a crewing agreement that allowed them to take more of their leave in the summer months, some restructuring of pay scales, some elements that perhaps some members might have had concerns with. And I suppose that's the way it had to be. It couldn't have been all in the pilots' favour, because then, of course, Aer Lingus may not have gone for it. So the good news this lunchtime for the travelling public is that this dispute is over. They need not worry anymore for the rest of this summer season that there will be disruption linked to this particular pay dispute involving Aer Lingus management and pilots. But I suppose, look, we have to reflect. We have to look back on what was a really, really difficult dispute. Two sides that clearly didn't like each other. We saw this dispute rumble on and on for months, going to various different forums, various efforts to resolve it failed. And in the end, it was the intervention of the Labour Court that finally came up with a fix. Throughout this dispute, we saw Aer Lingus threaten legal action against union members. We saw them withdraw the privileges of staff members. And on the other side, we saw the pilots engage in a really, really damaging set of industrial action. 2 weeks of a work to rule, an 8-hour strike resulting in 610 flight cancellations at the height of the summer season, impacting 84,000 passengers. So I think, although, yes, the dust still has to settle on this dispute, people will look back on it and say damage has been done between these two sides when it comes to the relationship. And that was very much the vibe and the soundings we got from the IALPA president, Mark Tighe, when we spoke to him a short time ago as he announced the result of that ballot.
It is clear that management have destroyed their relationship with their pilots, and it remains to be seen whether they are capable of rebuilding that. But anything they do must be real, meaningful and demonstrable, and not just words. They have attacked their pilots who are trying to negotiate and pursue a pay increase along inflation, and that resulted in the necessity to have a strike and disrupt our valuable passengers, our valued passengers.
And that was Mark Tighe of the pilots' union, IALPA. Brian, other unions, not surprisingly, have been looking at this deal. Do you expect that they will want to reopen negotiations with Aer Lingus?
I think they'll certainly be looking very, very closely. They'll be ensuring that any deal they've agreed to, that this deal is not better. I mean, just to talk you through some of the other unions involved here, SIP2 represents a good chunk of workers at Aer Lingus, including ground staff. Also, interestingly, FORSA, which is the parent union of IALPA, the pilots' union, FORSA also represents cabin crew at Aer Lingus. Now, both those groups of unions, back at the end of 2022, did a pay deal with Aer Lingus for 12.25% over 3 years. And you might be thinking, well, 12.25% versus the pilots' 17.75%. The pilots clearly got a far better deal. On paper, yes, but when you break it down, Rachel, and you look at the timings here, they are key. The other pay deal involving those other unions was over 3 years. This pilots' pay deal was over 4 years. But yes, you can be sure they will be looking at the detail of this. And there are clauses in those existing pay deals that if another group of workers in the company got a better deal, then they could go back to the negotiating table and they could go for a new negotiation. Worth pointing out as well that those other pay deals for the ground staff, for the cabin crew, they're actually due to expire next year anyway, so they would have been getting around the talks table anyway, and no doubt they'll have the pilots' pay deal in their back pocket when they go to that negotiating table. But look, there's no denying from Aer Lingus's perspective, these last few weeks have been incredibly damaging financially, reputationally, and it will not want to see a repeat of that next summer or any summer for the foreseeable future.
Brian, many thanks. That was our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.